Welcome back. Banking union SASBO is planning the largest strike since 1920. This in protest against retrenchments in the industry. The union plans for its 73,000 members to stage a two-day walkout at Absa, Standard Bank and Nedbank next month if all avenues to avert job losses aren't explored. Joe Kokela, who's General Secretary of SASBO, joins us on the line now with more of the thinking behind the planned action. Thanks so much, Joe, for joining us on the line this evening. So right at the top, your statement today saying that you haven't communicated with any of the big banks just yet on the kind of process that is underway when it comes to retrenchments and headcount cuts at the operation. So what have you based this decision to potentially go on a two-day strike on?
Thank you very much, and for giving us an opportunity to be on our radio station. What is based on the strike is the way we have been treated by the banks, and the fact that we have been not we might not have really notified them about the strike. It's, as far as the Labour Relations Act is concerned, we can only give 48 hours of our intention to do so. So I believe that we are still within the 48 hours that we'll give to the bank when the time is right to make sure that they're aware of the strike that they will be embarking on. So right now, as things are happening, we have applied for section, in fact, we've received section 77, but on section 77 of the Labour Relations Act, which speaks to the protected strike, and it should be legal. So it's where we're at. So when time is right, we will really notify the banks about the date, because of we have only identified the month, which is the month of September, where we've flagged.
It goes beyond the date, Joe. It just, you know, goes to the rationale behind the strike in the first place. I just had a conversation with the chief executive of Nedbank, Mike Brown, and he's highlighted that of the just over 1,000 jobs that have been lost, or you know, at Nedbank, a bulk of them have been as a result of natural attrition. Only roughly 100 people have actually been retrenched.
That's not true. That's utterly not true, because of these people have just served 1,500 letters in 2 days to affect people. So the 100 people that he's really talking about, I don't know which people are those, because as we are sitting, they came to us to say they're affecting 3,000 people. And for these past 2 days, they've issued 1,500 letters to affect people. So the 100 people that he's talking about, I really don't know where he's taking that from. So I can tell you openly on your radio to say that it's utterly lies.
How? At what point do you sit down with the banks and discuss the kind of processes that are underway?
What is happening is the banks and ourselves have been compelled by Section 189 of the Labour Relations Act. But the Section 189, it only speaks about the operational requirements, and it further speaks about the consensus seeking. So if you ask me to say, have we exhausted that portion of the law? Yes, we did. They came, we consulted. But unfortunately, what we realized ourselves was that, in fact, they had a tick list. It was just a tick list to say that they've consulted with the bank. And I have to tell you that, in fact, they themselves, Nedbank was one of the worst banks that we really negotiated with, because of, at some stage they never wanted to get a commission, you know, from the commissioner from the CMA, who had to come and facilitate. We had to force them for facilitation because of they wanted to do things their own way.
Okay, so, Joe, let's look at the way you want to do things. We have the union saying that all avenues to avoid mass job losses across the sector must first be explored. What are some of the viable options you feel haven't been explored just yet?
Look, viable exposure should be one. We were expecting that the banks, since they knew 4 years, 5 years back, that they were going to be affected, you know, by the artificial intelligence, which I really think that Mike Brown might have told you that, because of, they're so afraid to tell that the jobs have been affected because of the artificial intelligence. So they knew 4 or 5 years ago that this was going to happen, but they never prepared people. They never gave people skills for them to be able to be relevant for the artificial intelligence they never upskilled, they never multi-skilled, they never reskilled, they never outskilled. So that is the problem that we are trying to challenge as TASBO to say. We believe that if all that was done, we would not be sitting where we're sitting now.
Well, we find ourselves in a he said, she said type of scenario at this stage, because Mike Brown saying that some of those processes are happening. You're feeling that just not enough investment and focus is being put into upskilling for the future. At this point, do you think job retention needs to take priority over wage increases if the argument is that there's now a smaller pie to cut from given the state of the broader South African economy?
Look, all that we have to do is to start with the chief of the industry, him, Mike Brown himself. I wish he should have told you how much is his bonus, because of the bonuses that these guys get. In fact, they're so exorbitant that you could see that it's more about corporate greed. So if we can start, in fact, to say for any job loss in this country, we start to affect the bonuses of the CEOs, I think that can help. So we must start by cutting the bonuses of the CEOs of the banks. And then as soon as we do that, then we can start negotiating about the how are we going to share?
That's an issue that's been drummed on about across all industries, Joe. How do you plan on start changing that status quo?
Look, unfortunately, I'm saying my plan because of you just said that he is the one who was there. So I have to take it on because of all that he told you guys, it's lies, because of he was never even in a boardroom where these discussions have happened. So all that was saying, as Charles was to say, we have to sit down with the industry. And we have to look at what are those things that will really make sure that we look at job retention. One, natural attrition is one. And you must never say that they looked at additional attrition, because natural attrition, it will speak to, they will allow themselves to run with overcomplement. And as soon as they run with overcomplement, natural attrition, it will take its course.
Joe, we're going to have to leave the conversation at that point. Of course, it'll be interesting to see how these conversations start evolving, and hopefully they start happening sooner rather than later. Joe Kokela is General Secretary of SASBO.